Over the years, filmmaker Christian Blackwood logged thousands of miles on the road and stayed in hundreds of motels while working on documentary films. He enjoyed the people he met there so much that he later decided to make a documentary about them. Motel is that film, where we meet an aging ballerina who owns a rundown motel in a ghost town in the Southwest, and a group of women at the Blue Mist Motel who wait to visit their husbands held at the Arizona State Prison across the road. The film airs later this month on the public television series POV. Christian Blackwood's made over 40 films, including Memoirs of a Movie Palace about Lowe's King's Theater in New York, work on the acclaimed Straight No Chaser, Thelonious Monk, and Observations Under the Volcano about the making of John Huston's Under the Volcano. He's been making films for over 20 years, but Blackwood says he never intended to be a filmmaker.
I went to Europe on a vacation, and like so many young tourists, ran out of money and landed in Germany and needed a job. And so I went to the television station at the time, and it was very small, and I asked them for a job, and they said, well, what can you do? And I said, well, I can't really do anything. How about acting? And they said, well, they don't need actors, but why don't you go into the camera department? So I went into the camera department, and as it was, some young camera assistant was being fired as I walked in, and I was hired at that very moment. But they knew that I was not familiar with cameras, so they said, it doesn't matter, we'll teach you. And within 2 weeks, I learned how to use a camera, and I became the assistant to a very good cinematographer, and I quickly continued by making my own films about a half year after my tenure with this cameraman.
So it was really kind of serendipity that you that led you into filmmaking.
Absolutely. I actually studied acting and directing because I wanted to be a theater director. That was my sort of purpose in life at the time. But film was sort of up and coming, and I took advantage of it. And I was actually very fortunate. And I spent 4 years in Europe and Africa making documentaries, feature films, shorts, in 35mm and 16mm.
Many of your films have been shown at film festivals and on television, mm-hmm. But not in movie houses, not in general release. Is this something that bothers you? Do you mind that? Would you like to have a large screen release?
Some of them have been shown in movie theaters, but it's very hard to get documentaries on the silver screen. And I've been fighting that for years, and I'm slowly giving up now because it's just too much trouble, and so I'm going into feature films as soon as I get out of the studio here.
What attracts you about doing a feature film?
Basically, what attracts me is what attracted me to the documentary, to deal with people. I don't make the traditional documentary with commentary over, you know, pictures. I deal with people. I deal with their emotions, their happiness, their woes, their whatever the situation is. And that's what I think feature films are about, to deal with actors who are also just people. And I think the documentary is similar. Feature film people think that documentarians, they, you know, they put a tripod, they put a camera on a tripod, and then just turn on the camera and hope for the best. Well, that's not quite how most of us work. We deal with our subject very intensely. We give them our personality so that they can give their personality back to us. And so now I think it's time to deal with similar subject matter, but creating more the storyline. Like Motel, for me, is almost like, I call it a featurementary, not a documentary, because I was creating the story as I was making it. I was writing the screenplay, so to speak, while I was making it.
How did your idea for the documentary Motel change from the time you first thought about doing it to the time that you finished editing it?
They didn't change simply because I didn't begin to write the script until I was actually doing it. I knew from the start that I I had spent years living in motels while I was making other films. And those years, I remember meeting the most amusing and glorious people. And I thought to myself, actually, this would, you know, one day I would like to spend a month vacation making a film. That's basically what I did. And I drove 5,000 miles looking for two, three, or four, or five ideal motels where people were interesting enough for me to spend time with them.
The people that you focused on in the film, either those who stayed as guests in the motels or who ran them, use motels as a refuge, a hiding out place. And how did they react to a filmmaker coming in and nosing around with a camera?
Well, they were startled, to say the least. But the way I work is, I mean, they get to know me, and they begin to trust me, and they begin to get curious why I would want to make a film. And slowly but surely, I think they realize that it's not the motel that I'm really interested in, it's them that I'm interested in. And I'm just using the motel as an excuse to be able to talk to them. And that's what really my film is about. It's about people.
How much time would you spend with the people before they became comfortable?
Actually, very short. I mean, most of them I only spent a day or two with, or three, a maximum. Perhaps I was waiting for a certain thing to happen. But not more than two, three days. And we generally got along terribly well, very quickly.
A number of your films have been documentaries about singers, musicians, Charles mm-hmm. Aznavour, Eartha Kitt, Thelonious Monk. Mm-hmm. What is it about musicians that drew you as a filmmaker? I mean, they're
because I'm so unmusical.
Hmm.
The musicians fascinate me. I mean, I can't read a note. I don't understand how people can read notes. You know, it's like someone from another planet for me. It's fascinating. And so I made these films. Also, these are characters that interested me as people. Eartha Kitt, I think, is a fascinating woman. I just, you know, as a child, I remember Eartha Kitt, seeing her on Broadway, and I thought, how wonderful she was. And then later on in life, I saw her once in a cabaret, and I thought, my God, she's still as wonderful as I remember her as a kid. So I said, well, I must do something about that. So I did. And unfortunately, that film has never been shown in this country, but fortunately now will be next year, also on public broadcasting and the Learning Channel. The film was shown, and we were talking about theatrical releases, it showed for 40 weeks in Paris, in Germany, in England, in Scandinavia, and only 2 weeks at a New York theater, and which for me was always very shocking.
Hmm. You've made some documentaries about the making of films and the making of plays. Is it a distracting presence to be on the set for the motion picture coverage while you're making a documentary? How do you try to work around with two different kits of equipment there?
Mm. I can't really say that, whether it is distracting. I hope not. I work with only one other person. I have I'm a director, a cinematographer, so I have a sound person with me, and he or she, we stay very closely together, and we gel with the rest of the crew. And we've never been thrown off a set, let's put it that way. Sometimes, I mean, I made The Making of Death of a Salesman with Dustin Hoffman, and Arthur Miller was there, which was extraordinary to have Arthur Miller, the playwright, finally on the same set as Dustin Hoffman, and both were producers. And there it was called Private Conversations, and that's exactly what the film is about. It's about the translation from stage to screen, an adaptation of his wonderful play. And there I was very curious how they were going to do that. So I picked up all the sort of private conversations, the struggle, you know, of how this would work on film.
Do you think it's important as a documentary filmmaker to be able to disappear in the present, even though there's a camera and a microphone around?
When I make a film, I become part of the situation. I always have my camera on my shoulder, so after a while, if I don't have my camera on the shoulder, people will sort of look at me strangely or won't recognize me, because they recognize me only as a person who has a camera on their shoulder. And I think that's the only way you can really make a document. I mean, that's what, for me, a documentary is all about, is either creating something or observing something, and as I said before, writing that screenplay as you are listening to it.
Christian Blackwood, thank you very much for coming and talking with us on Fresh Air today.
Thank you very much.
Christian Blackwood's documentary, Motel, airs on Public Television Series POV later this month.